Take two, I'm back, baby, and it's episode 13,
The Real Housewives of Atlanta, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Living la vida loca,
living la vida loca.
Yes.
Yes, it's Sunday. It's Sunday and I'm back. We're back. It's a full panel, The Real Housewives of Atlanta after show for the AfterBuzz TV network. It is episode 13. What a good episode.
Yeah.
It was a good
messy,
one.
Messy. We are going to get right into it right away. The ladies land in Barcelona, Spain. Bienvenidos. Mimi's nipples came out and everyone's wearing flowy dresses. What do we think about this? What do you guys wear on flights?
You know, I wear comfy clothes. I like
exactly.
I like sweats. Actually, leggings and a cute little top so I can still look cute in the airport.
I don't believe you own sweats. I don't believe that.
The girls are out tonight.
Yeah.
Got blue hair. We are live and we are ready to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
I don't believe that. Believe it, Erica.
I do try to wear something cute because they treat you better when you do, but I'm, you know, like a cute flat.
Wait.
Gym shoe.
I know you. I know where you got that from. You watched that RuPaul and Oprah. You did, didn't you? Oh my God. I know these girls so well. Oprah and RuPaul sat down and they had an interview. And RuPaul said, if you wear a suit, you make more money. So maybe we should all start dressing up more.
Yes.
Maybe I'll wear a suit next week. Because
come on with it,
Lynn. I treat you better.
Oh, yes.
You make more money.
Yes, let's go.
But we always think you look amazing.
Yeah.
And everyone loves you.
Everybody loves me because I'm really humble.
Really, really humble.
And everybody hates me also because I'm a star. I'm just kidding. Let's get back into it. 50 Cent, she's doing She's doing a bucket list challenge. She wants the girls to have fun in Barcelona. And Cynthia always does stuff like this. You know, little friend contracts. And she's always coming up with some sort of gimmick. And I'm all for it. If the list includes pinching a stranger's butt and dancing in the middle of the street, let's do it.
Yes.
I love dancing in the middle of the street. Kim and Kenya are no-shows. Big surprise. I recently saw that Kim tweeted that she... did not make it in her contract for the trips. Mm. So she did not negotiate in the contract for her trips. Anyways, take two. We had a big old mess, but here we are. It's a full panel. I am Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And add me on Snapchat because tonight's theme was Snapchat with the roaches. And I got some good stories on there. So make sure to check me out at Hollywood Leanne, girls.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, party people. I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I'm Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece or Twitter, Miss M-I-S-S Combo Piece. Talk to me, you know. Tell me all your, you know, hate mail, all that.
Yes, guys. Keep the comments coming. We love it. Just keep it light. We're from California, like Eva said. We like Snoop Dogg. We smoke. We chill. It's not that deep.
Okay.
It's a Housewives after show. But we appreciate you being here. So give us a thumbs up now while you're at it. And continue watching because this is going to be a really good show. Bravo and the montages. I mean, montages the entire episode with Kim, all of Marlo's antics. We're bringing back Kim's list of diseases, cancer, blood clots, thyroid, open heart.
They're bringing receipts, okay?
They're bringing receipts. Yeah. It is messy. What did you guys think about Nene starting it? Because she kind of started it in the van. What do you guys think about this?
When Nene was listing the things, I remembered the cancer thing, and luckily, you know, shout out to the producer and everyone,
we got to see that.
A flashback, because I remember watching back when Kim said she had cancer, and she was like, my friend who's a doctor says he's 90% sure.
It was ridiculous.
That, and I was just like, girl, you either do or you're, like, what? That is it. It just, like, it was so fishy back then, and so I understand why Nene was just like, I peep this, like,
exactly.
I peep the BS.
Girls?
Well, one issue I had was that originally on the bus, NeNe didn't say that she didn't believe at that point. She didn't say that she didn't believe that she didn't have those. She just said she had all that stuff and she had a negative attitude. So originally I felt like she was sort of misquoted. And I mean, to keep it 100, Kim does sort of have a negative attitude. And if, you know, I mean, she is blessed regardless with a lot of things. And she, you know, basically walks around with her solo cup talking about people a lot.
Wait, did you say she was misquoted?
Yeah.
Well, NeNe's big on words. Like, if you don't get the words right,
later they asked her directly, yeah, did you believe it? And that's the point where she's like, no, I don't believe it. But that's on the bus, she never said she didn't believe it. She just said she had all that stuff, yeah, and she still has a bad attitude. I don't know anybody like that. That's exactly what she said.
She was just throwing shade.
Yeah.
Well, Kim did say it, so she said she thought she had cancer 90%, so.
Okay, but how many times have we thought we were pregnant and we weren't? It doesn't mean that I'm now pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Convo just said something interesting.
You do not give yourself a diagnosis of cancer if you're not sure. You don't say that.
You just actually don't even bring it up until it's there. I mean,
exactly.
Who? I mean, we all fear the big C in general, so why would we even bring it up in lightness? Yeah. It was weird. And even Andy, I remember season one, he threw the whole, like, neck confusion. We call that gay sass. We're throwing you off. Like, no, girl, that ain't true. I'm shook.
But I thought in the clip she finally admitted when they showed the flashback that she's like, oh, but I don't actually have it.
Well,
right?
She had to because, yeah. I mean, you hear you have cancer. You're Kim Zolciak. We're going to find out. Yeah. You're on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Can I just say this? I didn't know Eva was in the car the whole time. Eva was in the car the whole time. I was looking like, who is Kim Fields up in the front seat? I didn't even know that was her.
Not Kim Fields, child.
Well, you know what? Eva looked beat the whole episode except that first car ride scene.
That turban wasn't on nothing, though. I didn't like the turban thing with the...
Was that in the beginning?
No, no, at the pajama part. Oh, that's okay, the part where I was like, oh, please, no, I didn't really care.
Well, I didn't even know she was in the car in the beginning, but yeah, she was bringing it. They land in Barcelona, they go, and they're taking photos, and she's bringing America's Next Top Model realness. Yes. I love it. And housewife or not housewife, in Spain, if your room isn't ready, you're going to have to wait.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was just a good time for them to explore the city,
exactly.
I think.
Don't trip about it.
Yeah.
Well, did they really get to explore the city? Because everyone...
Cynthia was a bad tour guide.
I was going to say, where they tried to go, it was closed.
Right.
And furthermore, I think it all stems from what we talked about last week when Cynthia was like, oh, I think we're going to be using Groupon, Airbnb, and now she does that. Because I'm like, this is a little bootleg.
That is a very good point to bring up. Think about that, because these girls are just used to a certain taste of luxury. And you know what? I'm not mad at them for it, because they work hard. And when you do go on vacation, you want to live it up.
I mean, I do too, and I'm not rich like them, so...
Yeah, if you follow my Snapchats at Hollywood Lean, you'll see.
And doesn't Bravo put something in it? I'm not sure how it gets paid for, but exactly. I'm like, aren't you getting paid to be there?
They usually sponsor pretty much all of it, and they pay for first-class tickets.
Well, she said it didn't look like that on the pictures, so...
Yeah, well, I don't know what had happened.
Yeah.
I think Cynthia had a lot to do with this.
Yeah. I do too. I also didn't think it was that bad. Like, I feel like...
No, those sheets were bad. Did you see the bedding?
That horse? That shot of the horse?
I'll keep it 100. That's the place me and my girls would rent because we can't afford a hotel.
Yeah.
That's where we would do. We'd be like, okay, it's Airbnb. It's only $30 a night, girl. We good. But I'm... On the after show,
$30 per person.
Right, exactly. We straight. They ain't got no roaches. We good. But if I was actually a Real Housewife, I'd be like, no, I'm going to the hotel.
They were right about one thing. Kim would have not stayed there.
No.
I'm surprised NeNe and Candy were like, all right with it. So you know what? I give them props for being cool and not, you know, and NeNe and Escape going on tour. I am shook, ladies and gentlemen.
Questions. I have never been to a concert where the opening act
is a comedian.
Oh, it happens a lot. It does actually.
Oh, really?
Happen a lot. Yeah.
You're like a comedian.
A lot of big concerts. I know several comedians that are more, shall we say, seasoned than NeNe in the comedy game. But I do know a lot of comedians, especially if you're a big comedian, you do open up for like big groups in arenas like that. They do have them warm up the crowd.
The arenas thing, I definitely agree with. But I've never seen at a concert.
I've
seen it.
Just because I'm going to, like, listen to music. And
that's
then,
why
like,
it has to be a heavy hitter, because usually the audience isn't there to see you and they don't really want to hear you.
Well, so. I guess now that I think about it, the old, like,
I think it fits well with this because they're both on the show. Right. They're
and also, to be keeping 100, I'm not sure if this is where Drew was going to, but Escape is the group from the 90s. Exactly. So you do need, you know, it's a different vibe because everyone I know who's done it has been like those older groups.
Well, we need everything we can get.
That's exactly what I was going to say, that now that I think about it, I have heard of that, but it was with throwbacks. But I guess for some reason I like didn't want to call Escape a throwback.
You don't want to call Nene old because she will get mad at you.
That she's,
I didn't call you old.
I'm not calling you old, girl. I don't. I like you. I do not talk about
a throwback
age.
Or something like mature. A throwback.
Yeah.
I'm calling you mature, Nene girl.
Well, at least Candy was
Candy was like, she didn't say mature in that content. I don't know. They're just, we'll get there. But yeah, Nene and Escape are going on tour. And I had heard through the grapevine that the show is fantastic. I haven't heard anything about Nene. Because just like y'all, I found out tonight watching the show. And I have heard about Escape being on tour and that the shows have been well. But I heard nothing about Nene. So that's why I was super shocked.
Right.
That so Candy's rejoining announced. Escape.
She is rejoining Escape. I think she
did it for the tour. I thought, but
she did it for the tour.
But they changed their name. We can talk about it in the news. But yeah, they
exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure she's going to record.
She's not in the group, and they changed their name.
And they're not going to record new music together, right?
Right, because they're recording new music under Escape with the three at the end.
Okay,
you heard it here. The clarification
is three of them instead of four. That's why they're changing the name. Yeah,
and we're done with that. We're moving right on. Shamia was so messy. She came right out of the gate. I don't understand why lesbian affairs are super important in this group. I don't know. Like, with the other franchises, it's very, very open. The Real Housewives of New York practically all went down on each other in Cancun last episode. Everybody was naked in the pool. It was incredible. Bethany jumping in naked. Sonia just with the picture. It was incredible. And we do have a little correlation that I'm going to talk about that the two franchises a little bit later. But Nene's coming to watch, which was hysterical that she joined in. It was a little bit lighter because it was getting a little weird with Eva being accused of dating Missy Elliott. What I did like, though, is that Cynthia's offering herself to be serviced.
Which I thought was hilarious. The Real Housewives of Atlanta are always kind of weird when it comes to anything gay, I feel like. And I feel like it kind of ties into, I just feel like, Black people, especially in Atlanta, because I lived in Atlanta for a long time, are just very weird about the LGBTQ, whether they're in it or not.
And I don't know why, because there's a lot of Black gay guys in Atlanta.
Same. That's what I'm saying. Some people aren't. Candy's not. I just feel like Shamia is just trying to start some mess. Like, well, I just don't like
Shamia. She really wants a peach. She's really going
she
for
does,
it.
She does, but I do feel like consistently each year, Atlanta, anytime they address anything, even when they had Dwight and some of the other, you know, even Nene earlier with the gay white, I think that there is an issue there with how they handle and how it's discussed on the episodes. But that being said, I agree with Drew, absolutely. I think part of it stems from how it's dealt within the Black community. And, you know, so it is something to see because that's the one, I think, one of the franchise where it's always kind of like, they always get backlash but every season.
Besides that, when you first meet someone, are you asking them, oh, I heard you used to date
a woman? You just don't do that.
Although the woman was Missy Elliott. So I was like, well, I don't know.
Can you answer that? Eric, you don't do
Erica,
that.
Have I asked you who you've dated so far? Like, come on.
I don't think I
well,
don't
girls,
know.
You be nice to each other. I know how you guys feel about each other.
I love you, boo. I love you, girl. I love you, girl.
I do most of the time. I do love you.
I don't think...
You hear that little shade at the end.
She's throwing shade, but it's okay.
No, I'm totally... These are just jokes, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And we're all different, and that's what makes the world go round.
Yes.
Facts. I don't think it's weird that she asked about Missy Elliott. I think it's weird that she asked about someone dating someone in general. It's not so much the, like, oh, I heard you were dating a woman that I think is, like, out of pocket because, like, I feel like I don't know, I especially
yeah,
out
but it's
here,
not farm because we this yeah. is true what we talked right. about.
Yeah, I feel like sexuality is so like chill here, like, especially in LA, like, you kind of just that's like a thing that comes up in conversation, and like Atlanta, that's just not,
yeah, it's
the
weird
same.
With this franchise. I don't know, I think it does have to do with race, and it does have to do with, you know, just 20, 30 years ago, it was totally different, so it's not.
Yeah.
We're not calling anybody out. We're just keeping it real.
They're
it.
Too mature, yes. Lynn. They're mature.
Well, Eva and Cynthia had a little conversation, and Portia decides, well, you know what? She really wanted to know. What was that? What was that? I saw something move.
Nothing. You're good.
Portia decides to chime in, and she was, you know, she said on the red carpet she wanted to know. So I'm going to let her know. And she was shut down real quickly because Cynthia, she has issues with Portia from last season. She was running her mouth about Peter a lot. And the thing with that is that's fine, but we never saw any type of proof. I never saw no Twitter messages. I didn't see anything on the blogs other than the videos, obviously, of him being inappropriate. But did you guys hear anything else otherwise?
Do you want me to give tea?
Yes, come okay. on.
So, bone collector. I did, in fact, go to college down in Atlanta. And so I do know a few girls who have, like, had... They, like, won't say that they've had, like physical interaction, but they've had some weird stuff go down with Peter that fall into the timeline of Cynthia and Peter being together. And so, not necessarily sex, but definitely him being inappropriate.
So, some college girls, like, 20-something with 57-year-old Peter?
I'm 26, so they're, like, my age. So, this is, what, a year, 2 years ago? So, like, 24, 25. So,
yeah, I think it's true, but you know how, like, this season, we're seeing, like... actual receipts.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Other than the video, I wasn't seeing like an overload on, I mean, this day on Twitter, like you say one thing and it's flooded with, well, I'll show you where you said this or where it's printed.
Right.
I just didn't see much of that last year. I mean, I'm not saying Peter's perfect. We all know he's not perfect. We've seen that video of him rubbing up on that girl, her chest and everything. It was crazy. And we all know, we have little feelings about him when it comes to the camera.
Yeah.
You know, he does run a business. But what I'm saying is, that has nothing to do with Cynthia. Like, Cynthia is holding on to that. They're not together anymore, but she's holding on to that. So when you come at her with something, she's going to be like, wait a second, you've been talking for a while. So I don't have nothing to say to you.
I just want to know, where was this energy when you were with Peter? Like, why do you have this energy for Will? Like, and you just started dating him, but you didn't have, you were real quiet when people were coming for Peter. You kind of were just like, you would say your little piece, but you'd let other people go off. But Will, who actually is like hella sketchy, like you're willing to get real big and bold all of a sudden. Like, where did these cojones come from?
And while I don't think we have any receipts on Peter, I do feel like with the video and stuff, it wasn't like Portia was necessarily proved wrong either. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh, Portia always been lying. Mm-hmm. No, she just told you what was out there and what the community was saying, and mostly because of how he was acting.
Of course.
So that doesn't mean now...
kill the messenger.
Exactly. So I thought she went a little hard on Portia, and because they did have other issues, but I don't think it all stemmed from the Peter discussion.
Agreed.
But it's back to, nobody wants you to tell them about your man or your woman. Nobody wants to hear that. You know what I mean?
Like, even if you say you want to hear it, you don't really want to hear it.
Exactly. Even though she just said she wanted to hear it, she didn't want to hear it.
I just think it's like, I think the whole thing that bothers me, and again, I love Cynthia, but I think the whole thing that bothers me is like, she's 50 Cent, you know, she's like a strong, independent woman, doesn't need a man. But when this man is out here showing his ass, making you look dumb, you're sitting here defending him. If you're 50 Cent, like...
Well, Candy brought that up. She was like, I want her on my side because I want her to defend me. Like,
yeah,
well.
Like, for someone who's so, like, 50 is my year to focus on me, you sure are investing and stressing yourself out over this bald-headed man.
I mean, he is fine, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. We're going to move on. Shamia was auditioning for Dancing with the Stars in the middle of the streets of Barcelona. We're not going to really acknowledge that. Marlo was accepting cash tips as per usual. And Cynthia's not that good of a tour guide. So we arrive at Villa Victoria, greeted by a red-headed host and a song and dance, darling. I'm surprised it wasn't a bull.
Amazing.
I know, I'm surprised it wasn't a bull in the Matador, but I was feeling the salsa or whatever that dance was, it was amazing. Here's where the correlation comes in again. Real Housewives of New York and Real Housewives of Atlanta. The room fighting, that was completely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Sonia and Ramona are famous for this on their franchise. The girls were going crazy. They were just trying to pick one bad room over the other. Which ones were... Oh, no, this one's more nicer than the other. It was just too crazy. And I was scared of that horse. What do you guys think?
I feel like if you're in there first, you better get to the rooms and start looking around and pick your room. And that's it. Like,
unless you organized and paid for it.
Okay, so if you pick the best room and then the host comes out and says, I want this room, then what, are you going to be stuck with the worst room?
Well, okay. think
This is tricky. It's tricky.
I just feel like if my friend put together the trip, she put all this effort into it, she's the one who got us all together, she's the one who planned things, naturally, I feel like I'm going to let them have first pick of the room. I feel like they should have, they went in there, they ran up in there like it was like America's Next Top Model
where you
run to the bed.
They do that. And the Real Housewives of New York, Ramona and Sonia literally run into the house and they try to find the best room and they throw their bags on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets crazy heated. And it happens on Beverly Hills as well.
I was going to say, it happens, honestly, it happens on every franchise and also happens on like Love and Hip Hop. It happens on a lot of these shows when they go out of town. But I will say one thing I think, and I thought about this when I saw it, I was like, well, this could be like when you have a dinner. Don't just jump on a seat. Some tenders are assigned. You know what I'm saying? So if you're the hostess and you want the room, because I have seen episodes, I forgot which franchise, because they always have an issue with this, but the hostess chooses her own room off the top. Exactly. Or she'll be like, okay, this is your room. I've seen shows too where they're like, okay, you're in this room, you're in that room, and you put people.
And they're like, why am I in here? I don't want to be at the bottom.
Right, exactly. No, it was Married to Medicine. Somebody was like in the demon room and somebody was in the angel room. And they told people, I put you all in here together because I want you guys to get together. I want you all to do whatever. And so that people still are not going to be happy. Yeah. But that whole power struggle is lost if you make the assignment off the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do agree with that. Like, I've gone on vacation with my friends and we don't all fight for them. We walk in together and the person who's kind of organized and taking kind of the lead kind of starts going, well, you know, look around, see what you like, you know.
Yeah.
I got that top bedroom on the left, or I don't know. I just feel like it's not that deep. But when it comes to these women and these franchises, the room gate is in full effect. We're moving on and Marlo's faded again, so she can't even say mogul. She says Mongol. Cynthia's curls, and they're having a little powwow. And I like that Cynthia stuck up for her. I mean, that Nene stuck up for Cynthia, though. She was like, well, you know, Portia's been talking for a while about Peter, so I'm not mad at Cynthia. Sheree is so messy. While all of this is happening, they call Kim and they start this whole roach gate that is still happening these days. What do you guys think about this?
I'm a cute... Because, like, Portia has a tendency to, like, and I like Portia, but Portia has a tendency to, like, say something and then be like, oh, was...
Yeah, that was totally ridiculous.
Yeah, wait.
Sheree totally, like, gave her the opening, though.
Like, oh, you didn't know? Oh, my bad.
I just want to say, I'm glad that you survived cancer. That was crazy.
weird. But I kind of love that about Portia because I think shadiness like that...
Hold on, Spencer. Spencer is saying on the live chat that Nene got kicked off the Escape tour.
Shout out to K-Dior. She said Nene was booted after all those rape jokes. I do remember.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I remember. I saw a video about that.
Yeah,
it was a heckler.
Yeah,
a heckler in the audience, and she said something like, shut up or the Uber driver's going to rape you or something like that.
Yeah, something just not even funny and completely out of pocket.
All right. We'll get back to that. Sorry. Yeah. I started
Thank you, guys.
No, you're good. What were we talking about?
We were talking about
Portia.
The little three-way convo subsiding with Sheree bone collecting.
Yeah. I do kind of love, like, shadiness like that where it's like I'm innocently telling you something, but really I know that you don't know, and I'm stirring the pot.
It was not innocent.
And I know. That's why I did this. Because I think Portia was just like, oh, like, you're so strong for surviving cancer. But at the same time, like, Kim is just so, ugh.
Reactive. Erica?
Reactive.
Yeah, she was reactive, and I feel like they didn't adequately, because they never really said the whole of what Nene said. She didn't say at that point that she didn't believe her and that she was lying. What she said was like, you're very negative, which honestly she can be. But so I was like, okay. And then before they even got to really explain it, she hung up to go bring her receipts.
Oh my, convo?
I feel like Kim, she kind of put herself on blast when she said she would have came if Kenya... if she would have known Kenya wasn't going to show up, because, you know, they told her...
That's really one of the reasons, and she's a big liar, but we all knew she wasn't going to come.
I know, so basically she told on herself, so...
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She told on herself, we all knew that she wasn't going to come. Sheree, the messy bone collector. The thing about that phone call is that Erica's right, but at the same time, Nene threw the login. So I feel like when you open up that gate...
Mm-hmm.
especially with these women, the telephone game starts and then it gets convoluted. And if you're not there and if you don't say it right, it's just messy.
Well,
but it was just not brought up in the right intent anyway. So, right. like, whichever way they were going to run with it, it wasn't going to be good. She was saying it for a specific reason. She was talking shit.
Yeah. And especially, like, I feel like anything that comes with Kim, Kim is notorious for making shit up. Like, she, what was it with Kenya? She said Kenya started talking about her daughter when we saw the clip and Kenya literally didn't say anything. Like, Kim will make things up. If you're in the same room with her, she will recall something being completely different than how it went down. What daughter thing?
Are you talking about the John Legend thing?
The white party.
Yeah.
But she did say, you're pimping out your kids for John Legend.
But she was trying to, but no, before that, I think maybe it was
meeting.
She was
saying something about the son,
about cash. Yeah, she was saying something about the son. And Kenya or Nene, I don't remember who it was that they're, like, the situation was with, but they didn't say anything about the son. Kim was the one who later brought up and said that something was said about the son that never was brought up about the son.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I do remember. It was something small and insignificant, but it was big enough to be like, that was totally not even true.
Yeah.
Right.
You added that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she came in, they were all wearing white, except Kenya was wearing red. It's like, you added that part. Now everyone was wearing white. You just want, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So messy.
The reunion is going to be ridiculous. Because these days, with the Snapchat receipts and everything, I don't know. I have a feeling Messy Andy's going to bring Brielle in. There's been all sorts of Twitter racist attacks all over the board.
Lord, yes.
We'll get into that later. Marlo is ridic as well, she brings a wig.
I want to know, where did she bring this wig from? And the crown. She came ready to be
creativity.
Messy. Oh, yes. So yes.
She loved it.
She came all the way from the States with that wig. So she came to be messy.
Right. She went through she went through TSA with that wig. I love. Listen, she wants that peach, and I want to give it to her. I want her to have it. We get so many sound bites because of Marlo.
Well, she's going to have to fight a couple girls for that peach because...
Shamia
wants it. Kim wants it. Through the grapevine. Well, actually, Eva. No, we'll talk about that at News and Gossip. Yeah. So, you know, Shamia says something to Nene, and Nene's like, you know what? Don't even go there. I will go from 0 to 100. Nene tries to pull this little weird house meeting where she's like, now that everybody's settled, let's go downstairs and tell everybody that me and you want the top floors because we're the most mature. I don't know what you meant by that. I don't know if you meant the most seasoned, the most on the show, or the oldest. I don't know. It did not go well. Uh-uh. Candy was not having it. And I was not mad at Candy for it.
First off, I think Nene should have gone in and said, like...
Privately,
one. Two, but also not, we're the most mature. Be like, we're the hosts. We plan this trip. We should get the rooms. Because I feel like if that was me, I'd be like, that's annoying, but okay. Like, I get it. But, like, what annoys me about Candy sometimes, and I know people are going to flip out because I always have something to say about Candy.
So you love Candy.
You know. I just think Candy thinks, and listen, like, your career's popping, like, shout out to you, kudos to you. But she is very, like Marlo said, dry, and she doesn't really have this, like, considerate, like, she's just very, like, this is me, I'm doing
she's
me.
Rich.
Yeah, like, she does not care. Like, she just is like, no,
does
no.
she need etiquette class?
I do think Candy...
Not from Marlo.
I think they all could benefit from etiquette class.
Well, I just love Eva, and I love that she's like, everyone needs to chill. Yeah. We're from L.A., and y'all are just a little too much. Nene's wig was snatched.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate Nene for wanting a better room, but you ask at this point, because everybody unpacked their bags. And I thought Candy had a bit of an attitude, but she's right, like... You snooze, you lose. You should have gotten the room quicker.
Like, yeah, pretty it. Much. I don't like, know.
Yeah.
They just all should have done it differently. Next time, don't go through Groupon.
Correct.
And the following time, pull a Sonia and Ramona. You know? Be, like, super invasive, intrusive, and bully your way into those rooms and claim it. And just stick your nails in and be like, I am in. Unless Bethany is on the trip, she'll kick you out. She's like, no, you're grown women, you're out of here.
Yeah. Right. All right, because Bethany had that draw where they drew numbers. Like, that was a good one, too. That was nice.
Pull a straw. Anything. Yeah.
The room get should never last more than an episode because it's just too much.
True.
So everyone's at dinner. Everything is peachy king. And then all of a sudden, the texts start coming through. Kim is going crazy from the States. Solo cup in one hand, text in the other. Just going crazy.
Twitter finger.
Brielle, bring me that snapshot. I'm going to pull everything up. Where's that photo of the handicap? Very calculated.
Very weird.
Water bugs, pool bugs, I don't know. All I know is that when Marlo said, I've got a community pool in my complex. When she said, I've got a community pool in my complex, I was dying. I was rolling.
Oh, I was laughing so hard at this episode. Oh, my God. NeNe says she's the only one with the pool. So,
is that true?
I think she's...
I'm trying to picture people's houses.
I got a lake.
I was gonna say, I thought Cynthia had like a hot tub or hot something back there.
That's
but
not
I don't know.
A pool, though.
That's just not a pool. Yeah. But like, I don't know. Whatever. It was very calculated. NeNe had every right to flip out.
Yeah.
Every right. I would have told everybody the same thing. And I would have looked at everybody at the table and been like, none of you guys can say anything about my house, anything. And I love that Candy was like, oh, yeah, she's done this before. She's done a lot at my house.
I know. Because I remember that episode where she was like, oh, I locked my windows. It's the hood. I was like, what? Candy owns two homes on this block. Like, how bad can it be?
And I forgot about Sweetie. Do you guys remember Sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Her assistant.
Her assistant. Yeah. We need to get Sweetie on.
Oh, yeah. Sweetie, where are
Sweetie
you at, girl?
Will tell Sweetie. Us everything. Candy has pool. Exactly.
Okay,
cool. Okay. Oh, and Luann is my favorite housewife of all time. Money can't buy you class.
That's
Chic, c'est la vie.
Thank you. Even with her DUIs, you still can be class.
Oh, my God. Luann, I am Team Luann. I am rooting for you, baby. I don't care about that stuff. And you look amazing in your mugshot. And you're going to come back strong. And you're going to kill it.
Yes.
I love the Real Housewives of New York.
Me too.
So, anyways, let's get into some news and gossip.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
It is reported on Twitter that Kim Zolciak has replaced Kenya Moore on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She has reportedly been fired over this fake baby pregnancy doctor thing. Mm.
Oh, wow.
And that she has no longer a storyline. This is obviously from all the blogs, the reality, and all the housewives, and the real homos, and what's what crappens, and all those, everybody. Our brothers and sisters, our affiliates, and our community. That's basically what's the tea right now. I don't know. There's nothing confirmed by Bravo. But the girls have been alluding on Twitter for the longest time that someone does lose their peach this season. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of talk about Phaedra wanting to come back. And a lot of talk about people reaching out to Phaedra about would she return. What do you guys think about this?
Well, we did see that thing that with TMZ where Phaedra said she'd definitely is not coming back, but she never wanted to. And then Kenya's actually commented on this whole situation with the fake baby thing, saying that like it wasn't fake, it was very real, and she feels offended that anyone would even, during this like hard time of hers or whatever, that anyone would even like question it. But I mean, I feel like she's been fired. Like, I feel like we know at this point, you know, there's too much evidence piling up to show that she's been fired, so...
And Eva's been very active on Twitter ever since last week when she wasn't even on the episode. She tweeted, we could very well have a drinking game. They said my name so many times tonight, shaking my head. And apparently Shamia and Eva are going at it on Twitter again tonight. So that should be really good. Next week looks amazing. Some girl-on-girl action, finally.
Yes.
So everything we talked about might go out the window because these girls look like they're puckering up for next episode. There's a crash. And Marlo and Portia get into a fight.
Ooh.
Let's do some last-minute predictions for the seasons.
I love you, Leanne. Of course you do.
Aw, how sweet.
That was me. I just typed that.
You are not Ashley Dean. Ashley Dean. She said no Phaedra.
Okay, I agree, Ashley.
Okay, I hate to say it. I know you guys already hate me, but I do actually. I mean, I know Phaedra was a horrible person, but she was some spice on the show. So I thought she brought a lot of entertainment.
Sorry, guys. Don't get mad at people for liking certain Housewives.
I do like
And you know what, though? Even though I don't agree with what Phaedra did,
yeah,
there's some lines that are iconic that I will forever have in my repertoire because of Phaedra Parks, like "Fix It, Jesus." "Fix It, Jesus" is in my vocabulary. Yeah.
Thank you. And those baby parties you should throw for those kids were off the hook and chain.
I don't know about off the hook. They were like bougetto.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. I loved it. They were bougetto, bougie, totally and word. Totally ghetto. I loved it. Totally.
Well, guys, next episode looks incredible, so make sure to check us out every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Girls, you got anything else to add?
I say next week, Marlo's going to beat Portia up. She's going to get her peach. And I want Kenya to stay. That's my only tidbit. I love Kenya.
I want a Brielle appearance because since she's acting grown, I think it's about time that we see her.
Exactly. And I heard that Brielle is making, I think I read on the blogs that she's making 10 grand for every Tardy for the Party episode that she's on. So she's making her own. And she got a little condo. So Brielle is coming up. So bring her on.
Brielle looks like she's Kim. I'm not sure if that's good. That's all too much, bro. Too much with those.
Too much Botox at 18.
Too much. Less is more. Anyways, guys, it's been a fantastic show. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to give us a thumbs up and keep the comments coming. Keep it light. Keep it, you know what, give us the tea. Give it all. Love us, hate us. We love it all. Thank you for tuning in for AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms. Like I said, follow me on Snapchat, at HollywoodLeanne, girls.
And my name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, my name is Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica D. Edwards.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Conversation Peace. Follow me on Instagram, Conversation Peace, or Twitter, Miss Convo Peace. I'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.